It's time for another edition of KUOW's This Not Just In, the occasional series where we take a moment of your day to share a moment of history. A thrilling audio voyage of forgotten events from years past, events that have defined the people and character of the Pacific Northwest. Now here's your host, Felix Bunnell.
2004 was the year John Kerry challenged President George W. Bush for the White House. Here in Washington, Democratic incumbent Governor Gary Locke chose not to seek a third term. In the November general election to pick his successor, Republican State Senator Dino Rossi was running against Washington State Attorney General Christine Gregoire. On election night, the race was too close to call. Enrique Cerna anchored the live coverage on KCTS-TV in Seattle.
For Governor Christine Gregoire, she has a slight lead at this point. Looking at the percentage, 50% to Dino Rossi's 47%. This is going to be a tight one, it looks like, at least most of the night.
Cerna was at least partially right. The race was a tight one, but not for just most of the night. The race would be disputed and undecided for more than a month. Back in 2004, Sam Reed was Washington's Secretary of State. That's the public official whose job it is to oversee elections. Reed spoke to C-SPAN a few years ago about what happened.
At the conclusion of the original count, Republican State Senator Dino Rossi was certified by me to be governor of the state of Washington by a margin of 260 votes. So when you consider that's out of 2.8 million, it just was really unbelievable.
Because Rossi's margin of victory was so small, it triggered what's called a machine recount. All the ballots that were counted the first time around were put through the counting machines again. After this process, Dino Rossi was still in the lead, but his margin had dropped to just 46 votes.
After winning a count and a recount, Republican Dino Rossi has been certified as the governor-elect. With another recount underway, a statewide hand recount, and a state Supreme Court hearing coming up on Monday afternoon over disputed ballots, it's possible that could change. Still, Dino Rossi is moving ahead with his transition team.
That's Enrique Cerna again on KCTS, this time in early December. Dino Rossi was indeed governor-elect, and it appeared that he might be headed to the mansion in Olympia. But the Gregoire team had initiated a hand recount. A hand recount is just what it sounds like, the manual counting by humans of nearly 3 million ballots, and it takes a long time. And there was disagreement over whether to include thousands of ballots that had been rejected for one reason or another and not counted the first two times around. Gregoire wanted the disputed ballots counted. Rossi did not. Lawyers for both sides swung into action, battling it out in the state Supreme Court. The candidates took to the airwaves. This is Rossi and then Gregoire on King TV.
If the Supreme Court sides with Christine Gregoire and they allow all these other ballots in that were deemed to be not legitimate ballots in the first count, it's not a recount. It's a new election.
If it's done so that every vote is counted exactly as it should be, the same way, that mistakes are cleaned up, I'm totally prepared to live by the outcome, and I assume so is the senator.
The hand recount went ahead, and the state Supreme Court ruled in favor of the Gregoire campaign. The disputed ballots would be included. Sam Reed told C-SPAN what happened next.
In the final analysis, the Democrat, Christine Gregoire, ended up winning the hand recount by 129 votes out of 2.8 million. That is 56 ten-thousandths of 1%.
Christine Gregoire was inaugurated Washington's 22nd governor in January 2005, and Evergreen State voters moved on past the contentious election. 4 years later, Rossi challenged Gregoire again in the 2008 governor's race. This time, Gregoire won by a wider margin and with just a single count of the ballots. I'm Felix Bunnell for this Not Just In.